Hi, welcome to episode 131 of Thrifty Cast. This is Eric.
And this is Kathleen.
And it is springtime.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, today's actually the very first day. I think that's fall. It's April 27th, 2024. And this is the first day that has actually felt really summery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's two springs. There's muddy spring and then flowery spring.
Yeah, we're definitely in flowery spring.
And I feel like this is one of the very first days of it. So, I don't mean to brag or anything, but I went to the local, there's like a farm greenhouse down the road, a couple miles. Got a bunch of plants, filled window boxes, filled a couple of planters, did one hanging basket. I am so excited.
We didn't coordinate this, but I also went and bought plants this morning. Well, nice weekend, right? I was saying that I wasn't going to buy plants till May, but I looked at the weather for the next 14 days or whatever, and as far as I can tell, there's nothing below, like 48 is the lowest temperature I saw. So I think I felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not as far along as Eric. I've gotten two loads of them into the apartment, into my unit, and I still have a little bit more to go. And the store that I was at didn't have something I wanted, so I have to go tomorrow and get some more.
What is it that you were looking for that they didn't have?
I don't know the name of it, but it is it's a flowering annual, and it has these little, they're sort of like baby peonies, maybe? The plant is a little viney. The flowers come back, you know, as long as you take the dead flowers off your deadhead.
Are you talking about those things that look kind of like petunias a little bit, but like tiny? Yes.
I think that's what I meant, petunias, not peonies.
Oh, I love those. Yeah. I love those.
Me too. They last, you get flowers all year long. And they didn't have any. And that's, I didn't like my plants last year. And I think I have two pots that really need like good size of those, whatever they are. Yeah, petunias, not peonies. Those are the balls with the ants.
The color selection in those. Like, there are a freakishly huge amount of colors to choose from.
Yeah.
And I love that they spread and continue to flower the way they do. And the balance of green to flower is always great with those.
Yeah, they have a lot of advantages, which is, I was a little surprised. I didn't see any this morning, but I went to Jewel, which is a grocery store. I did not go to like a garden store because Jewel has really good prices on stuff, and their plants are usually pretty good if you're early in the season. So
yeah, I keep wanting to call those colitis, but I think that's a bowel infection.
It is a bowel issue, not a plant.
Okay.
There's clematis, which is a vining floral.
Which sounds suspiciously like a venereal disease, but
that's that's a perennial clematis. Mm. Which always sounds like clamato to me.
I get chlamydia from that.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to half-ass plant talk.
Yeah.
But I am excited because I sat on the patio, the balcony for a little bit today with, half of a quarter of my stuff out, and it was nice.
It's the planning is such a joy, and visualizing how things are going to fill out and knowing it's the beginning of like season of abundance. It's just, I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Spring is my favorite.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a bad winter, but I'm very ready. Very ready.
Totally agree. Part of, in addition to going to get plants, and I actually got a few bushes for out front of the house too, which I'm so excited about, but,
nice.
You know, we've got company coming next weekend, so we're trying to get things, like, cleared out. So we did a little more decluttering and ended up with a bunch of stuff to take to Goodwill. Let me tell you what happened at Goodwill.
Okay.
The way that their drop-off works is that it's sort of, the store itself is situated on a corner. So if you're going to donate, you actually drive past the building and into this little driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are driving parallel to the building and there's a side door where they come out and get your stuff, right? So as you're approaching the side door, there's often a line, and you're facing the back of the building.
Okay.
So we are parked, and there's like three cars ahead of us, including one on the side of the building. We watch, you know, all there is to do is watch, and, you know, you sort of, this guy bought a cot, and I'm like, I kind of like a cot, you know, and so you look at other people's stuff, and, you know. You know, you sort of mentally shop, right? So, these people pulled up with a pickup truck, and they pulled this desk out, and it's one of those, like, you know, inspired by, like, the Revolutionary War era from, like, 1982. You know, not attractive to me, not my style. Which, by the way, is our topic today, but we'll get there. But I so they're like, they're looking at it, and I watch the guy carry it into the building. And honest, within 3 minutes, it was coming out the back door and into the dumpster.
Oh my God.
Like, I watched it happen, and it was so fast. Like, I had no idea it happened so fast, but I guess that makes sense. You don't want to keep it around.
I mean, was it not a viable desk? It sounds like it was not attractive, but was it in bad shape, or?
It looked sturdy enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't really see, so maybe there was some defect with it that I couldn't spot. The thing that was interesting about it, too, is a woman carried it out, like, left the door open, carried it out, threw it in as part of the dumpster, and then pressed a button that was like the smasher. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, they have a lot of space. We're trying to get my dad's house cleaned out now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we rented a dumpster for like $600. You know, they drop it off, you fill it up, they take it away. So you're paying for like the rental, but also the drop off and pick up. You know, and that was $600. I'm like, really? I guess you could just literally bring everything to Goodwill.
Oh, God, and let them dispose of it.
I mean, yeah. I it's, you know, a horrible thing to do to them. But, I mean, based on what I just saw, I'm like, apparently they must throw away quite a bit.
I'm sure they do. And it all factors into the cost of the item and their budget and all those things. I mean, I've talked about this before, but I know Brown Elephant, like, sometimes would have shaming items on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he believes somebody donated this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay to throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, think before you donate. And, I mean, at least there's sort of the scale at Goodwill, probably to better manage stuff like that. But it's interesting to me that, I mean, you're right, maybe there was some defect, but like a desk, it's not massive, it's not upholstered, it's not like somebody tried to drop off a nasty king-size mattress. You think somebody would buy that desk.
Yep.
Especially if you price it low enough.
Sure.
Like, rather than, like, they didn't even try, right? So they must know, or they must feel strongly it's not going to sell. Because you put $5 on something, at least you're not paying to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting at least a little money for it. But yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, I've never actually seen it happen in real time, and I was absolutely blown away. So, yeah. Should we go into, before topic, should we go into Find of the Week?
Yeah, what's your find of the week?
Oh, I was afraid you would ask. Can we do that thing we do at restaurants where you order first because I haven't decided yet?
Sure. So I think it's a month now. I have consistently thrifted every Saturday morning.
Oh, nice.
Today, I just went to one store. Most times I've done the like three Southside ones that we usually do. And I've gotten, except for last week was pretty dry. I've gotten good stuff every time. Today I fell in love with, this is a roundabout way to getting to my find of the week, but I fell in love with this McCoy vase that was $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's beautiful. I'm going to pay a huge chip.
Oh, no.
And it looked like a pretty new, like, you know how you can sometimes tell, like, it's just recently been exposed.
Yes.
The under. It looked like a pretty new chip, and it's a vase that you don't see very often. I don't have it. It was beautiful. So I've mentally worked myself up to pay the $10. I was like, oh. But I did, 2 weeks ago there, get a really nice Red Wing, green Red Wing vase. And I haven't seen many, like, good vases lately.
Yeah.
So that was nice. So that's going to be my find of the week. Not as exciting as maybe some others, but it's pretty.
Nice. I don't feel like I can actually say that I have a find of the week. I've gone, or find of the month, whatever, recent find at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been a couple days where I've kind of, you know, bitten the bullet and run to the little St. Vinny's in the town where I work.
Mm-hmm.
They still have lost their mind on pricing. It actually is a little bit better because I think they're slightly more realistic prices instead of just being absolutely bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Like something you would, a price you would see at an antique mall for the same item, right?
Yeah.
So they had a bunch of uranium glass that was in great shape, no chips that I could see, no flea bites, none of that. But, you know, they had a dish that was really pretty. They had it marked as uranium glass. They mm-hmm. Somebody wrote it on the tag, and it was $12.
Mm.
So I was like, come on now. I I don't feel like I've been really lucky lately.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm due to
go to Oshkosh. That I think would help a lot mm-hmm. because I tend to have, like, pretty good luck there.
Mm-hmm. You should plan a trip.
Mm-hmm. I am planning a trip for when you get here.
Oh. Yeah. Soon. A couple weeks.
Yeah.
I did also, and I posted it on Facebook, when I was buying my plants this morning, I got in my car, looked across the street, and I was like, those kind of look like wooden crates on top of that dumpster. And I was like, oh no, they're probably just cardboard. It rained last night, they're probably wet. So I'm like, I'm gonna check. Pulled across the street, they were wooden crates. An old liquor store is getting remodeled, and I believe that's where they came from. If I had been 10 years younger, wearing better shoes and more athletic, I would have climbed in that dumpster because there was more in there. I also had a car full of plants, so it would have been hard to find space. I would have had to have rearranged everything, but wooden soda in beer crates with Chicago on them, which I love. They all say Chicago.
I love it.
Old phone numbers, so that was really cool.
Old phone numbers, like the word,
yeah,
one digit, yeah, then four digits. That's amazing.
And like Washington, you know, nine. 9999. So that was really cool. But not that I've ever been a big dumpster diver, but those days are behind me. I was afraid if I got in, I couldn't get out.
What do you do at that point? I mean, luckily you have your cell phone on you, but...
You hope, yeah.
What, you call 911? Like, there's no good outcome there if you do get stuck.
I just imagine 911 laughing at me. Like, you're an idiot.
Well, and I'm sure that happens.
You did that to yourself.
Oh, I'm sure that happens to 911 all the time, right?
I'm sure.
You know, I'm sure stupidity leads to a lot of, or overreaching leads to a lot of 911 calls, so, you know.
It would have been a huge overreach. It was way beyond my skill set.
Like a literal overreach, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Should we jump into topic?
Yeah.
Okay. The topic we came up with was not for us. Meaning, these are things at thrift stores. They're not necessarily the things that we've described as invasive species before, just stuff that is just clogging up the thrifts. This is stuff that appears to have a really... have an audience, and in some cases, a robust audience, But really, this topic is sort of more about our taste, right? It's just stuff that we're not necessarily looking for, we're not necessarily interested in, but we've observed that there seems to be some kind of market out there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we do that thing where we take turns, like we always do?
Yeah, you should start, though.
Okay. I said dolls. And the thing that's interesting about this, normally it's like, there's this thing where I think people who have dolls tend to really overvalue the dolls. And they seem to perceive them as these, like, amazing collector's items that are worth a lot. And I don't necessarily know that that's the case, right? But these dolls show up, and they're, like, they all seem like sort of Victorian era to me. Not that they're from the Victorian era, but they seem to like romanticize the Victorian era.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like kids with, I don't know, tuberculosis or whatever. It's just depressing, first of all. And it's so much about the outfits. There's so much velvet and fluff that I just sort of don't get it. Like, you know, again, people who enjoy them and, I don't know, put them on a shelf and look at them, I have a hard time imagining that kids would play with them, but maybe.
The dolls you're talking about, I think, are more collector.
Yeah.
Doll, and they're probably not getting played with.
Yeah, they don't seem toy industry. Because interestingly enough, I would not lump things like Cabbage Patch Kids or Barbies in this. Like, mm-hmm. like those things I sort of get. I get that there would be, like, a nostalgia, certainly. There's a certain kind of, like, I think, play that kids engage in. You know, oh, I'm pretending to be a parent, or, oh, I'm identifying with this. I mean, most of us saw the Barbie movie. Identify with this person who has an amazing house and a great car, and all of her dreams come true. You know, that stuff I get. Just that, like, put it on a shelf and look at it, which is a theme that's going to come out in all my choices. I'll just, spoiler alert, but that's my first one. What's yours?
My first one are those, I'm going to call them Eat, Pray, Love signs, but they're not Eat, Pray, Love. Any of the word art that's been really popular.
Yep.
So whether it's Eat or Kitchen or
Welcome to Pound Town.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
That's so upsetting.
That house, any of those, and what I'm seeing a lot of them, so they do kind of cross the line into invasive species, but I see people buying them.
Yep.
So I feel like maybe their popularity has waned in some ways. Love You to the Moon and Back.
Yep.
Love You More. This is there's a lot. Anyway, but I do, when I'm in that area, they almost have their own area now to it. One of the thrift stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wooden art that's not framed, but it's a weird area.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets a lot of action. So they're popular. People are buying them, but I just don't get it.
Amen. On that same tip, I'm going to skip around. I said home goods art. And I'm not talking about wood art, but there'll be, you know, you go to Home Goods and they'll have these prints and they're, you know, they may be sort of nicely framed or they're like on a nice canvas, but they're clearly mass produced. Which I just don't, you know, I don't know. I'm just not a person who would buy art because it goes well with the couch.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate people that have that eye. First of all, I don't have that eye. Second of all, it just feels like a little bit soulless, right? I would much rather have somebody's really badly done, you know, did it themselves art than something that would be kind of that mass produced. And I would put IKEA in there. Home Goods and IKEA.
You know, I was thinking about IKEA, and when Eric and I worked at the same community mental health agency, we made many trips to IKEA to furnish staff apartments and other spaces. And I mean, that's when that art kind of comes to mind, right?
Yep.
Like you need something that's pretty, that's non-offensive, that fits in the frame. And I mean, we bought a lot of our IKEA art for those spaces when we were going there.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure a lot of like private, folks working in mental health, a lot of private therapists, because you need things like, oh, look, it's a beautiful garden path. It's, not just innocuous and not challenging in any way, but also, like, perhaps in some world sort of inspirational.
Yeah.
You know, but they're just so lifeless, right?
And,
I can appreciate people, like, really pulling together a look, and I value their ability to do that, but, I've noticed Home Goods pictures that have been at the thrift and then they're gone later. So clearly there's somebody out there doing it. So that's my number two one.
Okay. I see the kids shopping for this a lot. Older athletic clothing. And I don't mean like, a Bulls jersey. I mean like Champion sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean like it's an aesthetic that I don't know. I don't get it. But I see that kind of, maybe it's just better made. I don't know. But I do. I see a lot of the, and maybe some of them are resellers and it just resells really well. But I've seen people with carts of like very nondescript looking sweatshirts and t-shirts that I just, sweatpants. Like I can't get it.
Yeah.
And it's good I'm not vying with them for something that's really popular, so.
Yeah, maybe I don't get that there would be a secondary market that would pay more, right? Like, that the older stuff would be, like, collectible, because the stuff you get new isn't that different. And if you could get...
It doesn't seem like it to me, but... Just telling you what I see.
Yeah. And I guess, for people who are really into that stuff. Yep. So on a very closely related note, I said sports memorabilia.
Ah, that's a good one.
Right. Well, and a lot of it's like, I'm just not a sports person at all. Like I have very little interest in team sports. So people go nuts for it though. And I don't fault them. Again, I don't fault anybody for it, but it's just amazing to me that there is such a hearty, robust market for that and something like I will pass up every time.
Yeah, it would have to be like very old and kitschy.
Yep.
Like a very famous golfer or something.
Yep.
In amazing clothing, like an autographed photo. I don't think I'd buy it. I think I'd be delighted to see it.
Yep.
But I'd be like, oh, this is great. Look at those pants. But yeah, it wouldn't be my thing.
Living in Wisconsin, I would get something related to the Packers if I needed it and it was weird. Meaning like if I like really needed a waffle iron because I was having guests up and just really decided to have waffles and there was like a Packers, like a plain waffle iron next to a Packers one. Like, I could see that, but, just
because... there was no differential.
Right, and just... Yeah, exactly. And just because it's so, like, why is this sport branded? It's waffles. It would be more the camper kitsch thing. So, yeah. So, that was my next one.
Corningware? I feel like that's gotten really kind of popular. Price has gone up. I see people looking at it maybe more than buying it because I think it's kind of gotten overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those things that we had it when I was little. It's never been something I particularly loved cooking in.
Yep.
Maybe other people do. And maybe I'm just not doing it right. But that's one that I've not been a huge fan of. I'm so sorry. My dog has decided to throw herself on me right now and roll around.
That's love.
Like, just dropped on me. Ugh.
Um, so.
She apparently does not like Rory Moore either.
Right. I always sort of feel like when people, when I see things online about outrageously priced Corningware, I feel like it's people who, like, think maybe, like, well, if Pyrex is getting so collectible,
this must be the next best thing.
Right. And it's, like, it's really different. You know, it's, the quality's not as good, frankly. Yeah, so I'm with you there. This, hopefully I won't have people coming after me with torches and pitchforks, but what I said here was most alt baskets. There are probably a few kinds of baskets out there I'm fine with. I do have a basket or two around the house. I feel like baskets typically are wildly impractical storage. I would much rather put something in a big bowl, but, I mean, everybody knows how I feel about bowls. I'm a big fan. But, like, baskets just sort of don't... I don't know. They just don't make sense to me.
I mean, I think the handle or handles...
Yep.
...is a big... are big pluses for the basket.
Yeah.
I think it depends what you're storing in there. Not that it's my job to talk about but I think that's one of the reasons why people like them.
You know, even when I had chickens, like, it would make sense that a basket would be great for collecting eggs, right? Like,
yeah.
You have the handle, you put them in there, but I would always just take out a bowl, and it would be great if a bowl had a handle, I guess, but it was like, the eggs didn't roll around as much and were much less likely to crack, I think. I don't know. I just don't, like, maybe... Anybody listening, if you have a strong attachment to baskets, you know, obviously they've been around since time immemorial, so, you know, they're doing something right. I just haven't figured out what it is yet, so.
They're just not doing it right for you.
Well, I beg you, help me understand baskets.
I won't be that person. I don't dislike baskets, but I don't have lots of them or anything.
No.
Expensive athletic shoes, not in great shape. I realize this is highly specific.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those things where it's just not a world I understand. But it happened today. I was checking out and people around me, the store was not like packed or anything, but people around me were like, let me see that. And they were behind the counter. Like, mm-hmm. You know, the best ones were behind the counter. Like, let me see that pair. What's that? What size are those? And they, I don't know, they just didn't look great. Now, maybe if you are a reseller or just a huge fan of, like, whatever, Jordans or, maybe the thrift is an amazing place to get it, and $50 or $40 or whatever they were charging is a great price. But everything just seemed a little ratty and way overpriced to me.
Mm-hmm.
And automatically, you know, behind the counter means that they have seen value. And they're trying to get top dollar for it. But yeah, that's one that I just, not my world.
Yep. Yeah, and again, it's like that where, you know, team sports intersect with collectability.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really foreign land for me.
Yeah.
The final one I had on my list... This is a broad sweeping kind of category, but I basically said figurines and other decor that exist just for the sake of being decor. And this is going back to the doll thing. It's that same thing. Something that just you look at, which is weird. And this is so messed up, I realize, but I don't mind if something is used as decor, if it has other uses. And you just use it as decor. For example, all of your vases.
I'm not offended if you think they're just dust catchers. Well, they are dust catchers.
No, I actually think, and eventually you should probably post a photo of that shelf that's in your dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Or a video to, like, capture that. Because they're absolutely gorgeous. The thing is, it's not terribly often that any of them get any play as vases.
Oh, no, I can't remember the last time I bought flowers.
Yep. Or, and you don't use fake flowers, you know, you don't.
Yeah.
So there are vases that don't get used as vases, they get used as pieces of decor. But again, why I, first of all, they're beautiful, but I think part of the thing where I like, that gets like a very, very easy pass, is that they are items that have a specific utility, even if you're not using them for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
I said I see what you're saying.
Yes. Planters, same thing. I never put stuff in planters, but those are okay. But this is more, you know, as I've mentioned in very recent episodes, I did go to the Precious Moments Chapel and found it incredibly amazing and had a fantastic time there, and I give it my unironic respect. But Precious Moments figurines, there's no way I would have those in my house. I just don't get it. I don't get the appeal of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sure enough, they're, people will try to price them high in thrifts, and they don't really go for that because they're so, you know, mass-produced, I think, and easy to get, a la Beanie Babies. But yeah, I just don't, this is another Home Goods issue, too, I think, mm-hmm. where, you know, Home Goods will sell things like, oh, it's a, I don't know, like a gold upturned football. Like my, again, cleaning out my parents' house, like my mom had bought this, like Home Goods stuff that, you know, the purpose is just to sit on a shelf and allegedly look good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't get it. I don't, this isn't, like, very pleasing to my eye. And I do think that you can go to a thrift store and just find stuff that, I don't know, you're supposed to put on your mantle or whatever.
Yeah. And you definitely can at Home Goods and the thrift store.
Yep. Yeah, and that was my final one. What's yours?
My final one, and I think this is probably influenced more by seeing people excited about this on Facebook in mm-hmm. groups that I'm in than actually running across it that often at the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
But they're thrift groups, so I'm hoping it'll fly. Those MCM glass vases, you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. The tall, skinny...
Slung. Yep.
Slung. That is one of those things that when people find them, they are so excited. And I will occasionally see, and I don't know them well enough to know if what I'm seeing is real.
Yep.
Or if it's just a knockoff, you know, a recently made knockoff. And I don't pick them up because they're not my thing. But it is one of those, like in those weird thrift groups or, you know, great thrift things you find, I feel like I see those all the time and they always get a billion likes and everybody's like, oh, you're so lucky. Where'd you find it? I'm like, you know, and I mean, there must be like, kind of like the vases I collect. I mean, there must be billions of those mm-hmm. because people are constantly finding them and constantly excited. It just points out to me, you know, I love vases, but it's a different kind of vase.
Yep.
Like what people's likes and dislikes are so interesting and unique because on paper, I guess I might like those, but I don't get it. If I saw one and I have seen them, I'm like, oh, boy, somebody needs to be excited about that, I think. And then I kind of go on my way.
Well, I mean, that opens the whole can of worms about just areas of decor that either don't work with your aesthetic or with one's aesthetic yeah. or, you know what I mean? There was a long time where I just like couldn't stand 70s stuff. Like I, you know, just that color palette, I did not like it. You know, it's that thing when you sort of grow up with it, you kind of reject yeah. it. But, you know, with the passage of time, I look back at, you know, the Mary Mushroom Sears stuff. And I'm like, oh, I kind of get it. I don't love the shape of those. But, you know, people go nuts for those. And it's just, yeah, talk about not really my style, especially for the kitchen. But yeah. I appreciate it. Same thing with those flung glass vases. When we had a booth at the antique mall, there was somebody in there who just had a ton of those and had them all out together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sitting on a glass shelf, and they had lighting, so they were, like, backlit.
Oh, yeah. Probably looked very cool.
Oh, yeah. There were so many different colors, and it was just so bright and vibrant, but in that, like, 1950s, 60s kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, again, not my style either, but in that case, I definitely get the appeal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do get the appeal. It's just one of those things that it's sort of funny to me that so many people are giddy and looking for it, and you'll see it and be like, oh, I never tempted, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Well, we are out of time. Thank you for listening. And you can find us on Facebook at ThriftyCast, on Instagram at I Love Thrifting, LUV Thrifting, and Let's Go Thrifting 1970 on TikTok, where I haven't posted anything in a long time. I just repost other people's stuff, but I have really good taste in reposting, so I'm just saying. So everybody enjoy what I have
curated.
Yes. I was trying to find that word. Yep.
Stolen from other people's pages.
Exactly. I'm like practically AI. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.